American farms are poisoning drinking water for rural Americans. One in seven Americans drink from private wells. Nitrate concentrations rose significantly in 21% of regions where researchers tested groundwater from 2002 through 2012, compared with 13% prior years. The greatest increases were in agricultural areas. Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman says more recent sampling shows the pattern is continuing at a potentially greater rate. Jesse, set this up.
There's this problem that is emerging in many rural areas in America, which is that private well owners, so this is just individuals, you know, living in their homes and drawing water from a domestic well, they're finding their wells are contaminated either by high nitrate levels or different types of bacteria. And, you know, this is in a lot of areas, this has always been the case. But then you've got regions like we focused on, Kewaunee County, where agriculture has really, really intensified over, you know, the past few years. And that is putting more pressure on a very fragile landscape. The area in Kewaunee is over a type of bedrock called Silurian dolomite, which is this fractured dolomite, which just lets contaminants seep through the bedrock into groundwater quite easily. And there's, in parts of the county, there's very, very shallow topsoil. So it's a vulnerable area where contamination is, you know, particularly prone. And when you add, you know, quite intensive agriculture, in this case, dairy farming, over that very vulnerable bedrock, you wind up with contaminated wells. And so this is sort of a crisis that the county has been facing for the past few years.
That bedrock offers essentially no filter, right? That's part of the problem here.
Exactly. Yeah. It the groundwater contaminants can run very quickly through the bedrock into the groundwater.
So a lot of this, you know, could happen naturally, I guess, with the nitrates, but a good portion of the problem here is attributed to this intensive agriculture, meaning what? What's actually happening?
So what's happening in Kewaunee is that it's actually a really great spot for dairy farming. So, you know, farmers will say that their cows, they like the breezes that come off Lake Michigan, and that the soil is particularly suited to alfalfa, which cows like to eat. And so the dairy industry has just swelled in Kewaunee. We have a stat in the story about how cows now outnumber humans 5-1, and that's a real run-up from what it has been in earlier decades. So you've got a lot of cattle over this being raised on this fragile landscape, and farmers are spreading their manure, which contains nitrates and other types of bacteria. They're spreading it over this bedrock, and some of that is filtering into the groundwater and into people's wells. And, you know, Kewaunee certainly isn't the only area where this is happening, but it just happens to be a place that, you know, residents have really come together in the past few years to try to do something about this problem, because the numbers that were coming out, you know, the contaminated wells were pretty surprising.
Boy, didn't you say the one guy's water looks like lager?
Yes, exactly. Yep. He told me it looked like stale beer. And, you know, there was another woman who we talk about a little bit towards the end of the story. Her faucet was just gushing this muddy brown water. And in fact, she ran her dishwasher that night and the next morning opened it up. And it was just, you know, her dishes were sort of caked in this manure-filled water. So, you know, these are extreme examples, but this is something that, you know, people in rural America are living with. And, you know, I think it's becoming a much bigger issue. People are realizing that their wells, you know, are a potential source of danger. And so communities are really coming together to try to figure out what to do. And Kewaunee is sort of at the forefront of that. I mean, they've been dealing with this for years now. And so the county in 2016 passed a first ever ordinance to prohibit manure spreading in winter months from January to mid-April. And local officials say that has had a positive impact. And residents really sort of galvanized and got together in the county, and former Governor Scott Walker signed legislation approving these stricter manure spreading standards for certain counties in eastern parts of the state. So that's a real victory, although there's plenty other parts of the state where, environmentalists and other scientists believe that these rules should be in place, and they're not, in order to protect groundwater.
Thanks, Jesse. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman. Let me clarify something I said at the beginning of that story. Nitrate concentrations rose significantly in 21% of regions where researchers tested groundwater from 2002 through 2012, compared with the 13 prior years.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.